I'm Mitch Berg from shotinthedark.info. Also joining us, Brian St. Paul Ward from Fighters Libertas and Volume 1, the first team of the Northern Alliance Radio Network. It's a special event here. As the first team guys were talking about during the show, it's the launch of the new Patriot website, am1280thepatriot.com. It's a brand new station website, a huge upgrade on the old website, which was done apparently by a group of high school kids as a community service project, basically reparations. Anyway, so they've really upgraded the website here, and as part of our public duty, we decided it's time to actually hold a press conference to talk about the new AM 1280 The Patriot website. Now, we've opened this up. We've just called this about 5 minutes ago, so I don't know how many of the local media are going to show up for this, but we have
there are a few filing in, I see.
A few filing in, dialing into the phone line here, and we're also taking media questions, questions from only the media, am I correct, Ed Morrissey?
Only the media.
Via email
only
here.
Only the media here, Mitch. That's the only people who are going to be allowed on this. Only the legitimate media.
Only the legitimate media are involved, and the email address for the legitimate media is onlythetoughquestions@NorthernAllianceRadio.com. So, with no further ado, let's get started with the press conference. Do we have one from either Brian
right,
Brian, just go right ahead.
Actually, this is Ben Smith from the Egan Star Daily Herald.
Okay.
And I'm looking at this amazing new website. Is it possible to design a website better than this, is my question.
They tried. They tried their darndest. Salem spent millions and millions of dollars of privately raised money and from donations, and while they did their best, no, they could not find a better design anywhere in the world wide web. Yes, Ed. Yes, Ed, you have an email question.
This is Gilbert from the Minnesota Cipher.
Yes, yes.
And I want to just ask you, do you think that this new website captures the brilliance, the absolute star quality of the Northern Alliance Radio Network?
I have to say this in all humility. That if any website could ever capture the brilliance of the Northern Alliance Radio Network, this one comes as close as possible. It's virtually superhuman in its execution. Next question, please. Yes, sir. You in the red gopher shirt.
Yes, actually, this is Dirk Bentley from the Dakota County Internet Times, and I was looking at this amazing new website, and all these links link directly to where you want them to go. It's stunning.
Yes, we left no stone unturned. We left no expense unexpended in making sure that links actually go to things that are live. Which
unlike
is,
a lot of sites.
Unlike a lot of sites. For example, the local Air America site, largely dead, dead on arrival, not much less when you link it.
Canceled programs, a lot of those links do. And
that's right. We don't know who Mark Moron is, in fact. All of our links actually work. Good, excellent point. Yeah, sir. Over there. Yes.
Missed. I am from the Bemidji Mirage.
Thank you, ma'am. Yes.
And I would like to... Yes, I'm Helen Thomas. And yes, I would... I would like to ask you, which do you think you will be most remembered for, your sharp wit on Volume 2, or perhaps your insightful analysis at shotinthedark.info?
I'd like to think that I should be remembered for my sharp wit about my insightful analysis at shotinthedark.info, but thank you for a very incisive question. Final question, please.
Yes, sir, you over there.
Yes, in the chicken suit.
Yes. This is Otis Birdsong from the Chicken Pluckers Times. And
we interviewed you at the State Fair a couple years ago, didn't we?
I was singing with a different group then, but that's neither here nor there. But again, looking at this amazing website, all these links to Patriot events and everything else, is this the greatest website in the history of radio stations? This is my question.
While I'm loath to go beyond the scope of your question, I think it's not excessive to say it's not just the greatest website in the history of radio stations, but perhaps the greatest release of information in the history of mass communications, the media, since the beginning of time. Thank you very much. I appreciate you all stopping by here on short notice. I think it was a very, very, very good news conference. Thank you very much. Well, thank you very much, guys, for putting that together on short notice here. That was a very useful news conference. I think the people were well informed by the conference.
Mitch, I have to tell you that I felt inspired today by the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
Yeah, they
and
showed...
the professional manner in which they handled the press this week during the California fires. It's an amazing story.
It was an inspiration to all of us, and it gives us a lesson on how an an organization, whether it's a radio station or a radio program like ours, or, say, a government body, can stay on message.
Yeah, it can stay on message, all right. For those of you who have not heard this,
like
FEMA...
Me. What's going on?
Okay, FEMA... Brian, FEMA has been actually performing pretty well. This is their first real test since Katrina, and to show that they've learned the lessons and that they have figured out how to manage an emergency, a catastrophe, with skill and with competence. And they've done a pretty good job by all accounts. They've done a very good job in California. Well, they decided that they wanted to hold a press conference. But apparently, they didn't want to have the press be part of it. So what they did was this.
Actually, the press conference we just ran here may have been more fair and open.
It may have been.
Than the one FEMA threw.
It may actually have been, Mitch. What they decided to do was they called it on 15 minutes notice, which pretty much guaranteed that no print or that no media representatives would be there live.
Right.
They set up a phone line so that they could call in and listen to the press conference, but they couldn't ask questions.
They weren't going to take. Button was on,
the
right?
Mute button was on, and they put a whole bunch of people. Well, they put several people in the audience for the number two guy from FEMA, Admiral. I forget his name now. I will get it in just a moment. To ask him questions while pretending to be the press. Now this is sort of lame. Actually, it's really lame, and to the point where you have to wonder how badly they needed to control the message and what it was they were afraid the press was going to actually ask them if they showed up. But, I mean, this is beyond boneheaded. You had somebody at FEMA, not just one person, Mitch. You had to have somebody who came up with the idea that said, hey, wouldn't it be a great idea if we had a press conference but kind of faked us all fake being reporters so that we could ask the questions we want to answer? And then everybody else who was involved in it had to say, what a great idea that is.
Now, were they using phony names and phony, newspaper affiliations?
I don't think that they were actually identifying themselves. I think they were just sitting in the audience going, excuse me, sir, I'd like to ask you this question, this really tough question. What a great tie you have on. Where did you buy that tie?
Now, were the questions really that obsequious?
I don't know if they were that obsequious, but they certainly couldn't have been very tough if FEMA was posing them to themselves.
Yeah, if it's going to go on your job review at the end of the year. My question is this. It's a fairly simple question. What on earth were they thinking? Here it is, the first major disaster that they have to deal with after the debacle, real or propaganda debacle of Katrina. And they're actually performing modestly well. I mean, they're doing the job that they're paid to do. What on earth crossed their mind to say, in this age where basically you can't keep a secret at all, some blogger is going to trip into the story and splash it all over the blogosphere, and it'll be on Drudge within minutes if you pull a bonehead move like this. What were they thinking?
Well, I'm just curious as to what they were so afraid of. I mean, this is something that, I mean, they were actually doing a pretty good job. I mean, mm-hmm. This would be something that you would have pulled during Katrina, maybe. But this is Vice Admiral Harvey Johnson was the person who ran the press conference, was the person who was up on stage. He's the number two guy at FEMA.
Right.
Now, you can't tell me that he was standing up there and didn't recognize a few people out there in the audience who were bobbing up and down, posing as reporters. John Pat Philbin, FEMA's Director of External Affairs, says, it was absolutely a bad decision. I regret it happened. Certainly, I should have stopped it. I hope readers, and this is the best part, I hope readers understand we're working very hard to establish credibility and integrity, and I hope that this doesn't undermine it.
Oh, no. That was like in their meeting about, you know, what can we do to establish credibility, like on their list was, have a phony press conference, number one. All right, any other ideas? Brainstorm.